So in the spring of 2021, I'm living in Denver for a brief period, and I'm at the gym one day, and I walk back to my phone in the locker room, and up pops a direct message from today's guest, Hannah Brannigan. Hannah, I had not spoken to you in years. Honestly, I hadn't thought of you in years. And it was a very nice message. I'll keep that between us. But it was a very nice and heartfelt message, basically just lending support for the podcast and other things I'm doing. And it made my day. I still think about it to this day. And ever since that day, I've thought I should have Hannah Brannigan on the podcast at some point, just waiting for the perfect time. And I think right now is the perfect time because Hannah, you had a child on May 7th. You gave birth to a beautiful baby boy, Davis. And you are one of a handful of girls I know from our age range and our graduating class that have given birth, and I haven't talked to any of them about that process and what that's like, so I'm excited to pepper you with a bunch of questions today. So Hannah, thank you for being here. So glad to see you happy and healthy. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, of course. I just kind of want to start off. We're going to kind of go chronologically throughout the whole process. I kind of want to start off, though. Let's imagine that me and you, back in 2014, when we graduated Shenandoah High School, if I told you then, hey, Hannah, I have a crystal ball here. In 8 years, you are going to be a mother. What would you have said to that?
Growing up, I, of course, always wanted to be a mom. And then as I got older and we were through college, I actually decided that I didn't want to have kids. So, my mom knew that I was like, I don't really think I want to have kids. Like, I love children and, maybe I'll like have a kid through like a family through adoption or something else, but I didn't want to physically have a kid. And then now, it's kind of a completely different situation. So I've kind of went through an evolution really of kind of, yes, I want to be a mom. And then, well, actually, I don't know if I want to have a child on my own to now having a child like from me. I don't know how to say that in a better way, but. Yeah.
So why didn't you want to be a mother?
I just thought that I would really dislike being pregnant. And I did. I really didn't like it. But I just the thought, being medically trained, I had seen everything that goes down through the entire process. And so when it was physically like imagining that on myself, I was just like, I don't think that's something that I want for myself. But then here we are. So my opinion has changed.
So when you found out, take me back to the day that you found out that you were pregnant. What happened that day? How did you find out? And how did you feel when you found out?
So we had always talked to my boyfriend, Devin, and I had always talked about having a family. He has a son who's a toddler. He's just about to be four. So we had always talked about wanting to have a child together. But we were not planning to do that at the time. We wanted to kind of wait a little while. And so, I suspected that I could possibly be pregnant. I didn't really want to believe it that way. I was a little bit in denial. I was like, no, I don't think that is true. It's probably just, I'm just anxious in my thoughts about it. But then I ended up taking a test, of course, and then I took a couple tests. And at first I was like, oh shit, cause you're sitting there watching it on the, as it's developing. And I, of course, knew, any line there is a positive, So I was like, all right. And then, I knew that he would be excited about it. I was a little more anxious about it because I think I didn't know how I was going to feel about it physically, as I had just said that it wasn't something that I originally wanted to do. And so at first I was a little shocked. I called one of my friends and I was like, you're never going to believe this. I was like, I'm pregnant and I don't know what to do. And she was so happy for me. She made me feel so much better. And then she said, well, how are you going to tell Devin? And so I wanted to tell him in like a fun way because, it's a really exciting thing. So he was taking a nap. So I went to the store and I got like a little baby onesie and I like showed him the test or whatever. And I waited for him to wake up from his nap and like waiting for him to wake up felt like so long. I'm like, come on, like wake up. I want to show you. But he was, of course, really excited and we were both really happy. It took me a minute to kind of realize, okay, this is happening, but yeah, it was definitely exciting, but scary at first for sure.
Yeah. Was there any part of you that didn't think that you were up to the task, that was scared?
I think so, but it was kind of something where, I mean, of course I was a little nervous and a little scared, but once I realized, okay, this is happening, I didn't really ever second guess it. I just was like, I'm a big believer that things work out the way that they're supposed to and like things happen for a reason. And I just was like, okay, like this is something that we had talked about maybe happening down the road and now it's happening now. And I kind of was just like, it's supposed to happen this way.
So once you guys had accepted the fact that you were going to have a child and you were excited for it, kind of what steps did you take to prepare yourselves for being parents?
Well, one thing that happened that I definitely was kind of nervous about was telling my parents, because my parents were very like, I mean, I don't want to say that they were strict, but they were very like growing up. I don't know. They always wanted us to do really well. They wanted us to achieve, which, you know, every parent does. And I was very nervous about telling my parents. So it's kind of a funny story. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please. Of course. Okay. Love story.
My friend who I had called, she was like, how are you going to tell your parents? You know? And I was like, I don't know. So I was definitely afraid to do that. I knew Devin was going to be so like happy and supportive. But I was definitely afraid to tell them. And I knew it would make a big difference in how I felt about it. But I wasn't really afraid of, like, I had accepted, okay, I found out that I'm pregnant, but I was nervous to tell them. And so I called my mom and I just was like, all right, I'm going to call her. I'm going to tell her. So I call her and I was like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm driving home. And I was like, great. Cause like the last thing you want to do is tell somebody news why they're driving. So I was like, all right, well, when are you going to be home? You know? And, she was like, oh, I'm just about to be there. So I can hear her like car thing, like beep as she pulls into the driveway. So I knew that she was home and I said, well, I'm pregnant. And she was like, okay. And, I think it took her a minute. She was definitely taken back. And, she's like, all right. And then I think she was kind of trying to gauge how I felt about it. Because like I said, I had originally told her that I didn't want to have kids on my own. And so she was like, are you happy about this? And I said, yes, of course. And then she was immediately so supportive. And she said, well, how do you want to tell your dad? And so we both kind of knew he was going to take it differently than she would. You know, she was kind of like, how do you feel? Are you happy? Okay, then I'm happy, you know. So she said, do you want me to tell him? And then we can like talk about it together. And I said, sure. Cause at this point I was very nervous about it. And so she told him and I'm waiting for my phone to ring, you know, cause I was out in Boston at this time and they were in Clifton Park. So it's not like I could go tell them in person. And my phone doesn't ring, nothing happens. And so I'm like, did you tell him? And she's like, yeah, he knows, you know, he took it well. I mean, I don't know. And I was like, okay. And I get a text from him a couple hours later that says, hey, I'm in the neighborhood. Meet me at this restaurant for dinner if you want. And I was like, okay. And I was so nervous to go, you know, because I'm like, he didn't say anything to me. He just said that he's here. So he drove all the way out to Boston and was like, meet me at a restaurant for dinner if you're available. I was like, what? So I went and I was really nervous. And I got there and like the first thing he did was hug me and just was like, I just wanted to see you in person. And I just wanted to know that you're okay. And I felt so bad for feeling so anxious about it. But I was just so, you never know, you know, about like, he was just immediately supportive and I felt really bad that I was so worked up about it. So that was a big thing for me because I wasn't sure, you know, how they would take it. Like I said, it wasn't something that we were planning on happening at that time. So yeah, they were both really supportive right off the bat. And I think that made a huge difference for me because I was so supportive or I was so excited about it, but I wanted my family to be excited for me too, you know, and you just never know. It was a little like of a untraditional way for this to all go down. So yeah, they were really supportive and that made a big difference right out of the gate.
I remember going through your Instagram at one point and seeing the video, kind of like the announcement video on the beach that you're pregnant. That was really cool and really well done. What went into that and making that? Because that was really cool.
So I wanted to share it kind of in a different way. I love like recording stuff and I love videos and I just personally prefer to look back at my own memories through videos than pictures. I think it's just a better way to remember the moment. So it was kind of fun. It was something like my same friend that I called right away. I asked her, I was like, her name's Allison. I was like, Allison, will you come with me and take pictures and stuff? I want to tell everyone or whatever. So we of course had to wait until I went to the doctors, you know, found out everything was fine. And we waited until, I think I was like 14 weeks at that time. And she came with me and, we took the video. And she just kind of like shot random, you know, random things. And then like, I pieced it all together into like what I wanted it to be like, you know, and, yeah. And I shared it that way. It was just, and I still love to look back at it, and just see the clips of that. It just makes me feel good to look at it that way. I don't know.
Yeah. That's really well done. As someone who kind of works in this space, I, appreciated the production quality of it. So good job.
Thanks.
So again, when you guys found out that you were going to be parents, you told your friends, you told your family, you eventually announced it to the rest of the world. How did you guys get yourselves mentally prepared for what this was going to entail?
I kind of was just like, this is happening. You know, I tried to stay calm, cool, and collected about it. I was just, I don't know. I mean, my sister was also pregnant at the time. So she was due 2 weeks or 3 weeks before me. So I got to go through this entire thing with her, which is a really unique experience. And so right when I told her too, I called her and told her, and she was thrilled right away because she was like, this is awesome. We can do this together, you know? So I had her for a lot, like kind of, it was really special to have somebody that I was like, do you feel like this? You know, and she'd write me back and be like, oh yes, that's the worst. Or, you know, I'd be like, what about that? She'd be like, this is what I did. And, that was really nice because I don't think very many people have that, somebody that's going through it with you, like side by side. So that helped a lot. My sister was a huge resource and support system for me through the whole thing. But Devin has a son. So we kind of were already in this parental mode a little bit at our house. But it was a lot of fun kind of buying the stuff and buying the crib and, you know, and like that stuff sort of made it more concrete. Yeah. I don't know if that really answered your question.
That's perfect. And then I want to talk about kind of we don't need to get into any graphic details or anything about the physical, but how taxing on you physically was this process?
So through my whole pregnancy, so many people, like when I told them I was pregnant in the beginning, like a lot of people reached out to me and was like, being pregnant is the best thing ever. It's so amazing. And I just did not feel like that at all. I was like, all of you people are liars. You know, I hated being pregnant. It was just really uncomfortable. That's the only way that I could explain it. That was my experience. I just like felt huge, you know, none of my clothes fit. But I was very fortunate in that I had a very healthy pregnancy. I had no complications or anything like that. And I know a lot of people, that's not their experience. So I was really lucky in that way. And I tried to just keep that in mind of every time I was like, oh, I have to like use like my whole body to get out of bed. You know, like there's so many people that would be just so lucky to have such a healthy and smooth pregnancy the way that I did. So I was really fortunate for that. And I tried to just keep that in mind as I was going through it of all like the aches and pains. You just end up, I just really felt big. I don't know how else to explain it. But I was really lucky in that that was kind of just my physical discomfort was really all that bothered me per se about it.
So when it was time, when Mother Nature called, can you kind of describe that day, the process and just what that craziness was like for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was at my 39 week appointment. So anywhere between like 37 and 40 weeks is considered full term, depending on who your provider is. But most of the time they say, you know, 37 or 38 weeks and then on is considered full term. So I was at the full term mark. And so I went to my 38 week appointment. And everyone says with your first baby, like, don't expect your baby to come early. They always come late. They always come late. Like you could be pregnant into, I remember one of my appointments, I was almost near the end of my pregnancy and I was just like, oh, I just can't wait to be done being pregnant. And my midwife was like, oh, well, you might be pregnant for 41 weeks. And I remember her saying that and being like, no, you know, cause I was just so uncomfortable. But everybody says, don't expect your baby to come early with your first baby. And so I had that mindset kind of set in of this isn't happening early. I got to just wait it out. And I went to my 39-week appointment. And I had felt like I was having contractions earlier in the week before that. And so I said that to the midwife that I saw that day. And she was like, okay, well, we'll see, you know, if anything's progressing. But again, like most people don't have their babies or their first baby until after 40 weeks. Or so I was like, all right. She leaves the room and I swear my water had broken. So she comes back in the room and I said, I think my water just broke. And she was like, yeah, I don't think so, but we'll check, you know, you never know. And I said, no, I really think so. And within like 5 minutes, really, I texted my sister when she left the room and I said, I think my water broke, and I put my phone down. And because she had just had her baby at this time. So she comes back in the room. Sorry, I kind of like went all over there, but the midwife comes back in the room. I tell her that I think my water broke. And she said, no, I don't think so, you know. And so she checks and says, oh, yeah, it definitely did. And she stood there and looked at me and said, this has never happened in my career. And I was like, what? You know, I was a little surprised. And she said, you're having your baby in the next 24 hours. And I was like, all right. And I didn't, you know, I was a little shocked by that. And I could feel my phone like vibrating next to me because I had texted my sister that. And she said, we're going to monitor you here and then you're going to go off to the hospital. And I said, can I go home and get my stuff? And she said, let's see how the monitoring goes. And depending on how the baby looks, you can either go home or you have to go right to the hospital. So I go into the monitoring and I texted my sister back and said, yep, for sure this happened. You know, I'm having my baby. And she said, great, because I already told our mom and she's freaking out. I said, okay. So I call my mom and she's like, I'm on my way. I'm coming down the highway, you know. So I felt bad because I knew that she was all in a panic. And this was a week earlier than when I was due. So it was unexpected. So I go through the monitoring and she says, you know, you really need to go right to the hospital. And he just wasn't as active as much as they had hoped in the monitoring. She was like, he could just be sleeping right now, you know, but I would feel more comfortable if you just went right to the hospital. So I was supposed to pick up my boyfriend's son from school. So I texted him and said, in the midst of all this, we're going to have to figure out who can pick him up from school. And so I called him and I said, listen, he was at work. I was like, you need to leave work and go home and get my stuff and meet me at the hospital. He was like, okay, you know, so he was figuring all that out of, you know, we have two dogs. He's like taking care of the dogs, you know, making sure somebody can come in and see them while we're in the hospital, taking care of his son and getting all that organized. And so I drove myself to the hospital. And at this point, my like water was like leaking everywhere. I don't know how else to say it, but like my pants were soaked and she gave me a like cushion for my car and said, this will help a little bit, but you have to go right to the hospital. So I'm driving to the hospital and it started to kind of set in a little bit, but I still was a little like shocked in a way. And there was no parking at the hospital. So I'm driving around these parking lots and I called my mom and I was like, I'm so annoyed. I can't find a parking space. Like, what am I supposed to do? And she's like, just valet your car. And I was like, I am not putting a valet person in my car because I was sitting on this little pad that the woman gave me. So I was like, I'm not doing that. So I keep driving around and eventually find a space and I go in, I get checked in. My boyfriend meets me there within like 5 minutes. And the midwife comes in and says, because your water broke, you're at risk for an infection. So your baby has to be born within the next 24 hours. She said, if your labor doesn't start naturally, we will medically induce it. So she was like, go have lunch and come back. And if you're not starting to have contractions or anything, then we'll medically induce it. So I go have lunch because everyone says you can't eat in labor. So I was like, I need to eat. I had chicken tenders, French fries, a big Diet Coke and an ice cream. And I was like, okay, I'm ready now. And I go back to the room. And by the time I got back to the hospital or back to my room, I was like having contractions in labor. And shortly after that, you know, a couple hours had passed. My mom had gotten there. And so it kind of progressed naturally, which I was very fortunate for, because a lot of people need to be induced or have C-sections or all sorts of stuff like that. So I was very worried about having a C-section. I really didn't want to have a C-section, but again, you don't really get a choice sometimes. But things were progressing really naturally for me, which was really awesome. And I was really happy about that. And then they offered me, I started to get a little bit more uncomfortable. You know, they were timing my contractions and you can watch them on a monitor, like waves kind of, so you know when the next one's coming, it starts to build up. So I was watching them happen and I said, where do I want to be? You know, like what, because it happens every couple minutes and I was having them every 2 minutes. And she said, you want to be between every 2 to 3 minutes. And I was already there. So I was like, okay, so we're just going to ride this out. And I got pretty uncomfortable and I started to say, you know, I think I want pain management at this time. I had been in labor for a few hours at this point, like pretty steadily. But I didn't want the epidural yet because I knew, like, I felt like I had a long way to go still. And I didn't want to go right to that yet. It was still early in the process. So the nurse said, well, I have this medication that I can give you. And it kind of makes you feel like you just drank a bottle of wine. She's like, you're going to feel a little loopy, but she was like, it'll make it better. And I was like, all right, I'll take it. You know, so I did that. And it was a very weird experience because physically, I felt like I was resting, you know, like I was like sleeping in a way, but my mind was very much alert. So I could hear people coming in and out of the room. I could hear the conversations that my mom and Devin were having. It was very strange and I could feel my contractions, but I just kind of felt like I was sleeping. So when I came out of that, it kind of wore off. I felt like I had slept, but I didn't, you know, it's a very weird experience. And then I got the epidural at that time once I came out of it there, or once the original stuff started to wear off, then I got the epidural. And everybody says the epidural was so scary and it really, I had a really great anesthesiologist that did it, but at that point, I was just so uncomfortable. I didn't care. Like, I was like, whatever. You know, like, it was uncomfortable. I remember, like, feeling him do it. Like, he said it feels like a bee sting, and it really did. And then instant pain relief after that. So it was 100% worth it. I felt so much better after that. And then at that point, I was, like, basically ready to go. And he was born, I think, like, 2 hours after that.
Wow. And everything, yeah. And everything went smoothly. With that.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, I was very, very lucky for that. I mean, most people don't have that experience of it. Just, I was very fortunate through my entire thing. I had a pretty smooth pregnancy and a pretty smooth delivery as well. Yeah. So that was really, I was very lucky for that.
Can you recall your emotions when you got to hold your son for the first time?
Yeah. So they put him right to you. So they ask you what your birth plan is kind of before. And I said, I want the epidural. I want to have as natural of a birth as I can. Like, I really don't want medical interventions unless I need them. I wanted a C-section to be my last resort. And I wanted to have like skin to skin right away. Cause it's like, after you have your baby, your body like releases all these hormones and endorphins and it's like a bonding moment. And I really wanted to have that. So they did everything as I had asked. It was really awesome. I had a really great experience. And so they put him right on my chest and I looked up at my boyfriend and he was like sobbing. And that was really special. I'll like always remember that moment of just seeing him be so emotional. And he was so happy, you know, it was like everybody in the room was very happy. You know, it was a really nice experience. But it was almost surreal in a way. Like, I feel like it's one of those memories where when I look back at it, it's like a movie, like a play by play. I can, you know, like see it almost like super clear in a way. It's definitely something that I'll never forget. And then after that, cause at this point I had so many people like, touching me and you know what I mean? Like I had everybody trying to help me. Like my mom was driving me crazy because she kept trying to like pet my hair and like give me a washcloth. I'm like, leave me alone. So after that, I just kind of like held him. They took him just to make sure everything was fine. And I kind of like took a minute to calm down. Yeah, it was a really like special moment. And they say like, everybody said something that you won't ever forget. And it really is like that. Like I really did feel like this is an incredible moment, you know?
How long did it take for the reality to kind of set in that you had had the baby because, I mean, you had been with him inside of you for so long. And I'm sure there's points where you feel like it's never going to happen.
And then it did really feel like those last few days of being pregnant, I was like, okay, like, come on, like, I'm over it, you know? So when after that, the couple days in the hospital went by really fast, I feel. There was just so much happening and I was wanted to be home, you know, I wanted to be out of the hospital. But I don't think it was until like I kind of, the pediatrician came in and called us his parents. And I was like, oh, that's weird. I'm a parent, you know? And that's when it kind of like hit me where I was like, I'm a parent now. This is my baby, you know? Cause they were like, oh, you are Davis's parents. And I was like, wait, yeah, I am. I'm a parent now. And that was a weird moment. I remember that, like sticking out of somebody calling me a parent.
Let's talk about everything since then. So the birthday was May 7th, so not too long ago. So when you all went home, you were recovered. Davis comes with you. Let's talk about life since then. So what has it been like? What have been the most challenging points? What have been the most rewarding things?
So my life has drastically slowed down in a way. So prior to being pregnant, you know, I was like going out with my friends every weekend. I was really enjoying like the bar scene of Boston. And that's what I like doing is like going out, being out with my friends, doing stuff like that. So of course, being pregnant, you know, that kind of all slowed down for me. And then having the baby, it slowed down even more. But I almost like I'm so much happier now. And I almost enjoy that it slowed down more because I'm enjoying all these really small moments with my son, which is just, you know, really special. But yeah, my life has definitely slowed down a lot. My values have changed a little bit in terms of I just really feel like a sense of I used to want to have this like crazy life. You know, I wanted to have all these experiences. I wanted to travel all over. And now I just really want like a calm, peaceful life. Like I want my son to not, you know what I mean? Like have anything crazy that's happened to him. I want him to just have a like casual life. I don't know how else to say it of, like living in the suburbs. I want him to grow up in a neighborhood, you know, I want him to have a very uneventful life in a good way, you know? So that's changed for me a lot of kind of like my goals in life have now shifted, to being a mom, you know, it's so different. Challenging parts. One of the first times that it hit me, I have had a lot of anxiety since having a baby. And a lot of it is over stuff I can't control, you know, like one time, like one thing that stuck. Oh my gosh. One thing that stands out to me is the tragedy that happened in Texas happened a couple weeks after I had had Davis. And that was one of the first moments where, like, they say, oh, you'll never understand until you're a parent. And my perspective on it really did change because I could picture my baby, like, in that setting. And, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, that's, like, the most helpless setting. I can't imagine, like, losing my son who was only a couple weeks old at that time, let alone in school. You know, I felt so different about it than, of course, prior to being a mom, you know, it's a tragedy for sure. But having Davis and like picturing my son in that setting changed it for me so much. And it really resonated with me of this is what people talk about when they say you won't understand until you're a parent. So that was one of those moments where I was like, whoa, this is really different. My entire perspective has really changed. But I have a lot of anxiety about things like that, you know, like the first time I went to the store with the baby, I made my mom and Devin come. And I was like, you guys just have to come with me because I'm just so scared to do this on my own. And not that I thought anything would happen. I just was afraid, you know. And I feel like I love to do things on my own before that, you know, but since being a mom, I was very much like, no, I need somebody else there. You know, I need just a lot of support. I couldn't sleep that well because I was so afraid he was going to like stop breathing or choke or something in his sleep. And I was going to be sleeping and not be able to be there. So that was something that, people talk about a little bit, but not really that much. And it was something that affected me a lot. And it still does. I still have all these thoughts of like, and even it's the most crazy things. It's things that I'm like, this is never going to happen. But at the time it the thought goes through my mind of like, I'll be like driving. I'm like, what if that car like comes over this median? And like, I'm like, what if this bridge collapses? And like, I can't, you know, it's these crazy things that would never happen, but the thoughts are there and they're anxiety driven, but it's all in root of like taking care of my son, you know, I'm like so worried about him all the time and he's fine. You know, it's just, it's a very weird phenomenon that happens kind of.
Wow. You spoke about kind of before you were pregnant, you like going out and doing things, having experiences. Are you experiencing any FOMO now? Because you do still have a bunch of friends that are out doing those things.
Yeah. So yes and no. I of course miss going out with my friends, but the appeal of it is definitely different to me now. It was something that, you know, I would get out of work on Friday and I'd be like, what are you guys doing? Let's go out. And it was something that I did all the time and it was a lot of fun. But I'm kind of moved into this new phase now where it's not as attractive to me anymore. I do still enjoy like seeing my friends and going out and doing stuff, but then I'm also like exhausted and want to be in bed by 9. And I can't imagine, I don't want it any different. You know, I want to be there. I want to have all these little moments with my son. So I do have a little bit of FOMO, but it's just more about wanting to see my friends and be with them than about like missing the nightlife kind of, if that makes sense.
Yeah. On this podcast, I talk a lot about life in your 20s and kind of just, I personally, for me, believe in just getting as many experiences as you can, doing as much as you can, accomplishing as much as you can before the next phase of my life, which would involve getting married or buying a house or becoming a parent. I'm just wondering for you, like, do you feel like you've arrived at this stage too early that you might regret from years to come that, hey, I didn't have as much in my 20s as I may have wanted to?
I think no. And the reason why I think that is I originally started by saying that I really feel like everything happens for a reason. I'm a big believer in that. But I also was on the end of my partying phase or however you want to say it anyways. I was kind of looking forward to something new and maturing in that way. It was starting to get really old for me going out and like I enjoyed it and I had lots of fun, but I was kind of like, okay, you know, there's definitely something bigger out there. This is fun, but I want to move forward. I didn't expect it to be in this way in particularly, but I have matured so much in literally the 2 months and including my whole pregnancy. You know, I've kind of adjusted. It gives you a slow transition in a way, being pregnant for 9-10 months. The transition is slower than like you might think, you know? But yeah, I think everyone's like different in that way. I'm still want to have all these experiences and like travel. I still enjoy all of that stuff. But I think my goals right now are to like really enjoy this time, because even from bringing him home to the hospital to the week after that, to the week after that, he's like growing and changing so much. And I find so much joy in that. And I really enjoy seeing it. And my next kind of phase that's happening is I have to return to work. And I don't really know how I'm going to handle that. It's going to be weird. You know, I've been very fortunate to stay home with him this time that I have. But no, I don't think that I'll regret it at all. I think, this was meant to happen to me in this way. This was like my life plan, kind of, whether I knew it or not. And I really enjoyed my college years. You know, I went to grad school, so I had the 2 years more of kind of the college scene and then living in Boston for the year before being pregnant. So I was kind of on my way out of that phase anyways.
The main justification that I have that I tell myself for not moving on to that next phase of my life is why I won't have a child or even get a dog is like, I can't imagine having to make so many decisions based on like for someone else. I guess I'm selfish in a way where I like having my independence, knowing that I can pick up and go do whatever I want when I want, and it won't affect anyone else besides me.
Yeah.
What is that transition been like for you from being selfish to now the most selfless act that you can have is being a mother?
I don't know how else to explain it other than it just naturally happens. like, it's not something that I put a lot of thought into. I just think about him first. And it's not like something where I've decided like, okay, now I need to start thinking about him before everything that I do. It's just something that occurred that way. And I don't even notice that I do it a lot of the times, but my decision making is like, well, what's the best for him? You know, and I don't know that I'm consciously aware that I'm doing that all the time, but I am for sure. So it hasn't really been a conscious transition, if you think about it that way. It's kind of just something that happened naturally for me. And I think it does for all parents, for sure.
Probably just has a lot to do with that bond between mother and son. I mean, you guys have spent a lot of time together already. So
for sure.
What is that connection like? I imagine this is a different level of love than you've ever experienced before.
Yeah, well, like basically, or going off just what I talked about with the anxiety and stuff, it's my love for him is so overwhelming that I just can't handle any thoughts of anything happening to him. You know, like when I said like, I've once wanted, you know, to live this adventurous life. And now I'm like, no, I want to live on a cul-de-sac. Like, you know, I want to just like your love is just so, you just want nothing to happen to them. You want them to just be so happy. And the smallest little things, like he's recently started smiling and like it melts my heart every single time. So it's really hard to explain. And I know a lot of people say that like, oh, the love is like unimaginable, but it really is because it's more outward than you think about yourself. Like I can say I'm a confident person, you know what I mean? I think about myself and all the things that I do and decisions that I make, but the love that you feel for your child, you're making these decisions, like it doesn't matter about yourself really. And it's so, it's just really, it's really hard to explain.
If I were a parent, I would feel so much pressure because I've done, you know, a lot of research and a lot of conversations with people over the last few years who have gone to therapy, and everything, any issue always stems back to childhood. Something happened in childhood. Maybe it's this weird isolated event that you wouldn't have thought left an impact, a conversation that you wouldn't have thought left an impact that does. Does that weigh on you at all how key the next 8 years are for Davis's entire future?
For sure. I think it's something that our generation is much more aware of than maybe our parents' generation. We're just so much more in tune to how things affect others in a way that I don't know that our parents necessarily thought of or really knew. Like, we know so much more now about like long-term effects that decisions and circumstances have on a child. It's definitely something that I've tried to educate myself on as much as I can. I mean, he's only 2 months old, but even on like TikTok, I'll see TikToks and I'll stop, you know what I mean? And listen to the ones from like psychologists or people sharing their stories about their experiences, because it is really important. The last thing I want to do, you know, is like I said, your love for them, you just want them to be happy. You don't want anything to happen to them. So it would probably be one of my biggest fears is that something that I did or a situation that they were put in because of me would negatively affect them for their life. For sure. It's something that I think about a lot, but it's hard because, you know, you never know the situations that you're going to be in. But I think it's really important to try to just educate myself on it.
For so many young people at this stage in our lives, kind of the most important thing for us is our careers. We're so laser focused on trying to go up the corporate ladder and make progress and promotions and raises and all that stuff. I'm wondering where does your career fall on your priority list now? Is it different than what it was before you had your son?
I don't know that I would say that it's different now. I really want a career that I feel fulfilled in, and I've always felt that way. That's why I chose nursing. I really wanted to take care of others. And it's something that I really enjoy doing, being a nurse. Going into NP school, I felt the same way. I wanted to kind of expand on that in a way. And I wanted to have more, I just wanted to build on that, you know, my like innate desire to care for others. I wanted to build on that and being an NP. And then working as an NP, now, since having my son, I've kind of transitioned to, well, I want to work to fulfill my own happiness and to fill myself, but also I want to give him the best life that I can. I want him to be set up in a way of, I want him to be able to go to whatever summer camp he wants to and play whatever sports he wants to. And like, those are now my career goals have changed to provide him a happier life, if that makes sense. So I want to be able to give him whatever he wants. And my career has shifted to, that's my motivation before, where maybe it was a little selfish of, oh, well, I want this new car. I want, you know, I want to do better, or, you know what I'm saying? Trying to achieve in my career for myself, for things that I want. And now I'm kind of like, I want to achieve in my career so that I can give my son the best life that he can have.
Yeah, exactly. That's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with that. What are, in these next few months, what are you most excited about?
I think just watching him grow and change. I mean, he changes so much every day. It's just a really cool experience. And it's very weird to acknowledge, like, this is a person that I like put on this earth, you know? And so watching them grow, it's just one of like the most special things. It's just really cool. And he's starting to be more social, which is really, it's just really special to see. I'm really happy to see my parents interact with him. I have a whole new perspective on my parents. Like, that was one thing that really stood out to me, is my like respect for my parents since having him has just completely changed my perspective on them, how they raised me. So getting to watch them enjoy just being grandparents and not focused on the parenting aspect of it is just really awesome to see. So I'm really excited to watch kind of their relationship develop and just watch him kind of grow.
So, and thank you for everything. I'll get you out of here in a couple minutes, I promise. I know you have children to tend to, which I've never said on the podcast before. So luckily you had a pregnancy that went very smoothly, little bumps along the way. Since then, how are you doing physically? Are you in good health? How do you feel?
Yeah. So one thing that was important, I've always been in pretty good shape my whole life. So I think that's why, like, I was just genetically like tall and thin.
Yeah.
So being pregnant was really hard for me because I was so big, you know, it was something that I hadn't experienced. And then after the fact, I really wanted to just feel healthy and strong again. And it is very challenging how you feel after, because it's hard to understand. I'm expected to be back to myself while having just had this massive thing happen to my body. And like, things, you heal very quickly. Like, I felt pretty normal in the first week after, and then probably like 3 weeks after that, I felt pretty like back to normal. But it's definitely weird to see all the changes that happen. And even in ways where I don't think, you know, other people would notice about me, but I notice it about myself. But I've tried to, you know, be like walking a lot. You're really restricted actually in the beginning of, you can't do anything for the first 6 weeks until you're cleared. So like, you can walk really, but they say like, don't really walk. You don't want to overexert yourself. And your body's really healing from, you know, giving birth. So that was hard, I think, in the beginning of wanting to do so much. And I like physically needed to let my body rest and heal. But now I feel like back to normal. You know, I'm excited to be like working out and doing more things like that. And my baby's getting heavier, so I feel like I'm like getting workouts in and like lifting him and carrying him all around. But yeah, that was something that I wasn't really prepared for, I guess, mentally. But it's, I don't know, I found a lot of support in like other moms, my sister, like other people experiencing it. Yeah, it's definitely a challenging part of it, I think, though.
Well, I think you're doing great, Hannah. You look great, just as great as you always have. Thank you so much for being here. I wish you, Davis, your boyfriend's son, all the health and happiness in the world. You guys are one big happy family, and I'm so excited to learn more about you guys and your journey, hopefully in some more highly produced videos. So thank you, Hannah, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Good luck with everything. So good to see you.
Thank you.